Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, guys? Welcome back, or welcome to the one and only Sloan Throat, Everything Better in Slow Mo podcast with your host, of course, Bailey, aka Miss Slowdown, aka me. How are all my chopped up all stars doing out there? This week's episode is episode 6, guys. We're getting deep. Alright, guys, so the title of this episode is DJ Won't You Play a Freaking Love Song. Now, if anybody can name that song, you true G, I'm sure everybody can. But I picked that. This week we're going to be talking about all aspects of love in the R&B genre. Because, you know, a lot of the R&B genre is, it has to do with love. And I want to take a look at not just love itself, but every aspect. I want to take, you know, the differences, the styles, how they intertwine so beautifully with rhythm and with vocals and how they tell stories. You know, I want to talk about love, lust, sex, trust, breakups, everything. So, I got a good pick for Double Cup Love, guys. I threw a bit of everything in there, a little mixture for you guys, covering all the love aspects. So stay tuned for that. We got some good news for Henny Life Talks and Henny Shots, guys. And we also have an extra special segment too, so be prepared for that. And Mixtape Madness, oh my goodness, guys. So, stay tuned, and remember, guys, keep it chopped up, never, ever, ever, ever swapped up. So, let's go ahead and slow this down. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the podcast, the one and only Sloan Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo here, where we keep the slow jams a-flowing. I'm Bailey, your host, Miss Slow It Down. And right now we are on the segment Life Talks and Henny Shots, where I give you guys the weekly news of what is going on in the hip-hop and R&B world. Alright, so let's just hop into this, guys. Alright, so on May 12th, Chicago rapper Hella Bads killed in an altercation at a Miami nightclub. Lil Durk confirms the death of his fellow Chicagoan. V-Lad TV is reporting the untimely passing of Hella Bands, a Chicago rapper best known to the mass media for a short-winded relationship with Black China not too long ago. The 18-year-old was viewed as a rising talent in his Chicago contemporaries, of which Lil Durk is noted to have taken a keen interest in his progress in the recent times, guys. It was Lil Durk who ultimately confirmed his death by way of a tweet. The tweet read, "RIP to my dog, love you forever, Hella Bands," he wrote yesterday afternoon. The incident took place at Cameo nightclub in Miami, Florida, as NBC Miami would go on to report. Hella wasn't the only person bludgeoned in the attack, as two other individuals were also reported as injured. One was escorted to Jackson Memorial Hospital's Raider Trauma Center in critical condition. The other is believed to be in good sorts. A potential subject vehicle was located not too far from the scene while another fled. A pursuit ensued. The Miami Beach Police Department said in a statement, "Our officer witnessed an occupant display a firearm from within the vehicle and later lost sight of the vehicle. A third vehicle was located near 83rd Street and Collins Avenue, which also fled. The search for the assailants is ongoing. A convoy of police vehicles that were called to the scene in pursuit of the suspects ended in collision. Two of the police-issued vehicles smashed into one another near 91st Street. and Harding Avenue. One of the officers involved in the mishap is said to be suffering from minor injuries caused by the sudden impact. He is, however, expected to make a full recovery in the coming days. So, rest in peace, Hella Bands. Unfortunate, another rapper gone. Damn, I can't take this anymore, losing all these rappers. Fuck. It's upsetting. Alright, guys, so let's move on to a little something a little more happy. Our girl Missy Elliott awarded honorary doctorate from Berklee College of Music, guys. On Saturday, May 11th, Missy Elliott made history as she received an honorary doctorate degree. She awarded by Berklee College of Music, among a group of honorees that included Justin Timberlake and Alex Lacemoire. The 5-time Grammy Award winner became the very first hip-hop act, male or female, to be presented with an honorary doctorate form from the prestigious institution. A fitting for the veteran's decade-long career. She now joins the ranks of the likes of Duke Ellington, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, Quincy Jones, who have all been awarded the honor. So Missy's up there, yo, that's that girl. Missy stated, this year's honorary doctorate recipient, this is the chairman, I'm sorry, this is his quote. This year's honorary doctorate recipients are being recognized for their achievements and influences in music and for their enduring global impact. Read a statement from the school. In June, Missy is also set to become the only female in hip-hop history to ever be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, guys. Chairman said, it's amazing to me. It's important to have equality, said the Hall of Fame chairman, Niall Rogers, who announced the decision in January of this year. I've written with a lot of women songwriters, but not nearly enough. That's sort of my secret goal. I want more women songwriters. He would add that one of his favorite writers is Elliot. Missy Elliott's one of his favorite writers. So props and congratulations to our girl. Missy Elliott, and I'm proud of her. I'm really proud. She's a bad bitch. So who could have thought different? All right, guys. So the next one is Drake produced series Euphoria starring Zendaya unveils for full trailer, guys. Earlier this year, Drake uncovered his producer hat and dropped the news that he would be behind the new HBO series titled Euphoria. The rapper would set to work on the project as an executive producer along with his DJ and manager, Future the Prince. While numerous teasers for the up-and-coming projects were dropped throughout the year, HBO has officially unveiled the full-length trailer in the high school drama series. Zendaya posted the full trailer via her official Instagram account, captioning Euphoria full length trailer, watch till the end. While the trailer sustains the TV's overall thematic ambiguity, the series is set to explore the lives of different teens as they undergo numerous life transitions and self-discovery with ups and downs of recreational drug, sex, body issues, violence, identity, and more. The trailer centers Zendaya as the show's core character, a troubled teen living through the daily struggle of remaining sober as the story is set within a high school. We can be sure to expect loads of drama. Overall, the trailer has a sort of Requiem for a Dream vibe, and as such, the subject matter will surely grapple a series of different issues. Either way, all answers will be given upon its premiere on June 16th, guys, so check out and watch for that. Sounds good. Sounds like a Degrassi, so I might have to check it out. All right, guys, let's talk about this one. May 12th, guys, Dave East teases the release of his new album, Survival. Dave East had one hell of a run in 2018, guys. Not only did he release two solo projects, but he also joined forces with Styles P for their joint project, Beloved. The rapper's been working on this album, Survivor, over the past little while. Hence, he has been relatively low-key in terms of releasing music. Thankfully, it looks like the project will be out sometime soon, as a rapper recently revealed that he played the album for his label. He shared a video on Instagram of himself playing the new album at the Def Jam headquarters with Paul Rosenberg, president of the listening session. The rapper said that the release date is for his project will be announced soon, but it's a promising sign that the Harlem rapper will be blessing us with some new, a new project, new material by this summer. So, guys, be looking out for Dave's East project, Drake's TV series. That's all I really had for you guys for this week for Life Talks and Henny Shots. I hope you guys keep it chopped up and never have a slapped up. Go listen to him slow jam bang us today. It's Friday. Go fuck it up. Have a good time. Remember, it's your girl, BJK, aka Miss Slow Down. And thank you for listening to Slow and Throat. Everything's Better in Slow Mo, where we keep it chopped up, never have a slapped up. Tune in for the next segment, guys. Much love. Thank y'all. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the next segment here and Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow Mo, the podcast. All right, guys, this is a special segment. Can I get a 12 play? I'm giving you guys a little extra. So this week, guys, I picked Max Love Attacks. So we're gonna be talking a little bit about the late and great Mac Miller. So from Rap Diablo to a smitten lover boy, Mac Miller wrote some really very gorgeous love songs, like the one on right now, ROS, off Good AM, playing in the background. The ways in which he contended with his mortality demons, those self-effacing techniques blend into his love songs. Guys, Mac took on love from a perspective of responsibility, just as willingly as he took on love from the stance of a smitten lover boy, guys. As with all his music, he was unafraid of the truth. I mean, they're all so good. Which is what made his love songs particularly true to life and so relatable. So actually, I made a playlist for you guys of Max love songs. Guys, send me some of your favorite Mac love songs. I love this side of him. I also, he's a great, of course, as a rapper, amazing, but his love songs are just so creative and the beats are just crazy. I just want to say thank you, Malcolm. We love you. Thanks for, being here for a short time and doing all you did. So the list I have here, okay, I have songs off everything, Faces, Good AM, The Divine Feminine, of course, Watching Movies as a Sound, off pretty much all of them. So I'm just kind of gonna give you the list. Wedding from Faces, of course, ROS from Good AM, Congratulations, The Divine Feminine, Skin and Soulmate, also The Divine Feminine. We land at 6 at Planet Goddamn, off The Divine Feminine again, Dunno on Swimming, Someone Like You, Watching Movies with the Sound Off, Objects in the Mirror, also Watching Movies,
And then at number 10, guys, we have Earth with Future, and that's off of Live from Space. So those are just my list of songs that, you know, I enjoy to listen to. They chill me out, they calm me down. The melodies are so good, the beats. Undeniable talent from him. I wish he was still here to give us more. Anyway, so I mean, all these songs on this list proved 1,000%, guys, how talented Mac was. There was so much more music that I love and will continue to bump. Mac was very versatile as an artist, which made the way he created music so memorizing and a way we love and everyone adores, and it's just something so special because it was so special to him. So we love you, Mac. Rest easy, of course. Missing you. And oh, guys, I kind of want to give you a quote. Okay, one of my favorites lately has been Wedding Off of Faces, guys. And at the end, there's a bar of a verse, and I like it. Actually, I have two here. Okay, so the first one is, "What did I do to deserve a love like this? You see her shining, that's my sunlight, bitch." And the second one, this is my absolute favorite verse. "I'm addicted to you. You only want the best, I need to listen to you. I'm fucking other girls wishing it's you. Fuck the bullshit, we in love. I'm a mess, but can you clean me up?" That has to be my favorite. There's so many good lines. Faces is just so deep, and I could take, you know, so much from it, but Wedding has currently been my favorite, so I just thought I would share those two, my favorite parts. But yeah, guys, go check out Max Love Attacks. We miss him, we love him, and just go, he was such a versatile, amazing, incredible, talented guy. So go check out those songs, guys. And you know what, I hope you enjoyed that, you know, little extra segment. I will see you guys for some Double Cup Love. Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feel it for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Welcome back to some Double Cup Love here. Guys, this is a segment where I share the love and give you guys 10 songs for the week. And I actually have a theme for this week. It is a love and lust and sex and trust. What do you guys think about those? Okay, guys, so let's do a new twist on this Double Cup Love segment on this episode. So I just want to know, guys, like, what do you guys think about, you know, these, and if they, you know, if they verse each other or compliment each other, because I think they do a mix of both. They've intertwined very well, but, you know, there's times where one is overpowered more, but you definitely get a sense of all those things. Sometimes more one than other, but, you know, it's music, you know? So, guys, the genre of R&B is blues and soul. I mean, it's in the name, you know? It has ties with these topics such as love, lust, relationships, breakups, inner demons, and, you know, so much more that we all go through, and that's why it's such a relatable, great genre. And I love how they can intertwine, you know, all these subjects together and emotions, you know, behind a melody, and just, you just zone into it because it's so relatable and beautiful. And I appreciate it so very much. So the ten songs I picked for you guys were, it's a mix up, you know, it's a little mix up list. It includes you know, the title, of course, Love and Lust, Sex and Trust. You know, it's going to have songs, a mix of love, sex songs, you know, heartbreak songs, lust songs, trust issue songs, trust, you know, all kinds of mixes, okay? So the list we have here follows. One being Cold Hard Love by Tory Lanez, of course, which is about love. Two, I Left Because I Love You by Sammy. That one focuses more on trust, I believed, because he didn't trust himself enough to, you know, treat this girl right, and he didn't want to hurt her, so he left. Three, we have Sex by Chris Brown, which, of course, sex. At four, okay, four I gave you guys two by our guy E, you know, Eric Bellinger. ASAP and Imagination. Now, for me, those two are very much sex, but also a big part of it is lust, you know, especially in Imagination. At five, we have Fuck Love by Trina, featuring Tory Lanez. You know, that's more on the side of the heartbreak, you know, love. Love can get you down, it can shoot you. Six, we have Wishin' by DJ Drama, featuring Chris Brown, Scheme, and Laquan, which to me was also a mix of sex and lust. And, you know, kind of mistrust, because, you know, be talking about these bitches be texting, sending emojis, but no, I don't say shit, you know. Seven, we have With You by Lil Wayne, featuring Drake, which was love for me. Old classic, of course. Eight, Redemption by Drake, also a heartbreaker for them breakups, which is the biggest part of love. Nine, The Fix by Nelly, featuring Jeremiah. I put sex, had a little bit of lust, but it's more on the sex. Okay, guys, 10, if you can hear the background right now, Slow Jams, the biggest classic by Twista, featuring Kanye and Jamie Foxx. This Forever, also with, you know, That Way by Wale. This will also be a classic for me. I love how they name all, you know, She Said She Wants a Month. You know, like, I love that. And just the way Twista comes in. And I love every aspect of the song. So I was just gonna ask, you know, you guys, what do you guys think? All these topics I'm talking about is a, you know, big part of being in a relationship and to keep that relationship. And I think R&B does such a good job on, you know, really intertwining those and bringing out the raw emotions that they really bring up. So that's all I have for you guys for Double Cup Love this week. I'll name the songs again. Of course, I will have them written down in the link when I drop this episode, when I put it out, publish it. So here we go. One being Cold Hard Love by Tory Lanez. Two, I Left Because I Love You by Sammy. Three, Sex by Chris Brown. Four, ASAP plus Imagination by Eric Bellinger. Five, At Fuck Love by Trina featuring Tory Lanez. Six, Wishin' by DJ Drama featuring Chris Brown, Scheme, and Laquan. Seven, With You, Lil Wayne featuring Drake. Eight, Redemption by Drake. Nine, The Fix by Nelly featuring Jeremiah. And of course, 10, Slow Jams by Twista featuring Kanye West and Jamie Foxx. I hope y'all enjoy that. Go give them a listen. Let me know what y'all think. And keep it slow and throw. Hey guys, what's up? We're just gonna take a little slow-mo hold up right now. A little intermission. Just kind of wanted to let you guys know. Shout out to my listeners, the support, and remember, I'm just starting. I actually have a Facebook page up now, so I will go share that. If you guys could give it a like, that'd be awesome. I'll have updates on there. I will share links, Double Cup Love lists, So if you guys can go get that a like, that'd be awesome. Remember, it's slow and throat, everything's better than slow-mo. So guys, just a little break before we get to the next segment, which is Mixtape Madness. Which I think you guys are really gonna enjoy. It's one, the artist I chose, it's the only mixtape he made. And you know what, it's one of my favorites. And it's what started his, you know, career. So it's special to me. So we're gonna be talking about that. Let me know what you guys are thinking about this. I know I still have some stuff to fix. I also am waiting on equipment, so I'm sorry for quality. But you know what, I enjoy talking to y'all. I love doing this. I love this music, and I love it. I love sharing it. I think sharing music is like sharing love. So let's get it. Let's get into some Mixtape Madness, y'all. I'll see you soon. Hey, you fucking with a real ass nigga. I know 100 real bitches that can vouch for me. Sitting back laid up on that couch for me. Cause I just bought an ounce of weed. I've read the smoke, but I gotta get high for this. Kissing all over your thighs and shit. For your ass back. I'm gonna eat your, so you gon' fuck me. But it's more like the opposite. Hey, birthday. Hey, birthday. Hey, birthday. Hey, birthday. Hey, birthday. Hey, birthday. If I ever catch you come around my block, I'ma take you to my spot. Oh, God. Most girls ain't like your hardcore. They want to rough and I'm sure. She don't call it quit when I'm part of it. She know I'm fucking good right after the arguments. When she ride slow, titties all on my face. Goddamn, you know what I got my eyes on. Them chicks, she be pulling in the bed. Just kill all them other hoes, bullet to the head. Sex tape, love, mommy, put it in the red. Don't answer the phone, girl, it could have been the feds. Your love is a 187, 24/7, damn, you fine.
What's up, B-Tiller, man? What's up? It's Bryson, bro, from the future. What's up?
What's up, bro?
What, you sleep, bro?
Yeah.
My bad, bro. I just had to hit you up and tell you about this mixtape, bro. This killer instinct you got, man. Like, it's dope as hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, bro. Like,
thanks, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You need to keep doing what you're doing. That's all I'm going to say, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here in the future living lavishly because you did that mixtape, and I just want to pat you on your back, bro. Good job. Great job. You know what I'm saying? You're an R&B singer, hip-hop artist, you know, a pop artist. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. You can do it out, bro. That's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just, what's his name? DJ E-Dub?
Yeah.
Well, you picked the right DJ, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Like, he did his thing on that. Oh, and by the way, you know what I'm saying? That song, the Scream and Holla song, like, everybody loves that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he's like, Scream and Holla. You know what I'm saying? It's cool like that. Huh? I'm tripping, bro. Like, they play it on the radio all the time. Anyways, I'm not listening to your mixtape, bro, and I'm gonna call you back, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanna listen to it again, and I'm gonna call you back when I get through, like, I don't know. When I get through some more songs, bro.
Yeah. Alright, guys. So I just let you guys listen to the first track off of Bryson Tiller's this week's Mixtape Madness. Killer Instinct Volume 1 by our boy Bryson Tiller. That song was called First Call. I think it's great how he started the mixtape calling his past self. So Killer Instinct Volume 1 is Bryson Tiller's his first and only mixtape. So it was released October 31st, 2011 on SoundCloud, and he was 17 when he dropped it. When he dropped Instinct while he was working at UPS and also at Papa John's, making his music on the side. Tiller's career really began and started in 2011 with the tape's release. So Killer Instinct was his, you know, debut to his career. In October 2015, of course, he dropped his debut studio album, Trap Soul, which, love that album so very much. The tape, Killer Instinct, it has 21 tracks. The genres R&B, soul, and hip-hop. The length of the tape is 65-26. And the track list for these 21 tracks is First Call, Intro, 2 Paranoid, 3 Options, 4 Trust Issues, 5 Newbie, 6 Love Faces Classic, 7 TNT, which features MVP, 8 is Mastermind, 9 He Don't, 10 being Godzilla, also featuring MVP again. He shows up a lot on this album. Second Call, an interlude, at 11. 12, we have House Party, featuring Elliot Nicholas. 13, we have Tweedlebum, featuring MVP. Vicky Secret, featuring MVP again. 15, we have Sure Thing, featuring J-Ship, guys. Remember, this is a... It's hosted by DJ E-Dub. You know, he really helped Bryson out with this whole project. Continuing on. 16 is Hardcore. 17 is Hit by Love Again, featuring Cole Kane. 18 is We Will, featuring MVP again. 19, I Know How to Party. 20, Thank You R&B. And finally, 21, Last Call, the outro. You know, for this being his first mixtape, I know Bryson Tiller really, when he started out, he, you know, I mean, he had a kid. You know, he has this cute daughter. They're so cute together. And he was young, and he just kind of did it by himself. And, he, you know, he's a very low-key guy, and I'm really hoping to hear something from him, you know, soon, because True to Self blew me away, and I need something, you know. But I love his music. I love Trap Soul. I love True to Self, of course. Killer Instinct. I love it. I'll give you guys some of my favorite tracks here. Trust Issues, of course. It's a, you know, Drake cover. I also love Love Faces, of course. You know, I just want to say, with him doing these, if Bryson Tiller gets on your song, just like he did Proof with Chris Brown, you know, he's going to demolish it, so watch yourself. But that's one of my very favorites. He Don't, also. Vicky Secret, of course. Lil Nasty, Sure Thing. You know, it's Miguel. He adds a little spice to it. And Hardcore, I love the verse. Girl, put on the Jodeci, I'm going to give you more of me. Because, you know, Jodeci is just, of course, R&B. You know. Just a name, and Thank You R&B, of course. It's a great song. It's a great way to kind of close out this mixtape, you know, and it brought a lot of success, and he just dropped it on SoundCloud, and you know what, he was working 2 jobs, and only 17, guys. So Bryson Tiller is a very talented guy, and let's pray that he's gonna be dropping something soon, because I need some Tilla. Anyway, guys, go check out this mixtape. You might be able to find it on SoundCloud, I'm not sure. But remember, I keep talking about the apps. DatPiff, 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 and My Mixtape. They are mobile apps you can get on your mobile devices. They're free, and you can search any and everybody's mixtape. You can find anything you want. So I recommend you go download those apps so you can get all these mixtapes. So I hope you guys enjoyed that mixtape madness. Killer Instinct Volume 1 by our boy B-Tilla. Go check that, guys. Check that out, guys. This music is great. And the production is also great. So thank you guys very much for tuning in. Remember, keep it chopped, never slapped. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? This is the end of the one and only Slowing Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. Episode 6, guys. Remember, we talked about DJ Won't You Play a Love Song. We talked about R&B and how they intertwine with aspects of love, just not the word love. And I just wanted to tell you guys, the people that support me, my listeners, thank you so very much. I really enjoy doing this. I really enjoy sharing this with you guys. I am in the process. I am very sorry. I'm in the process of getting the right equipment. So I promise to have that soon for better quality. But for right now, I'm just kind of going with what I have. And I promise that I will do better. You guys, please let me know, because I always say this is for you, and I want to make it perfect for you guys. So, you know, any suggestions? And also, I made a Facebook page, Soul and Throat, Everything's Better in Soma. So if you can go give that a like, you'll get updates, everything. So I'd really appreciate that. I'm trying to build this up, you know, make this something, and you know, I just want to take this somewhere, because I am so passionate about this music, and this is a way I can be involved in it and put myself into it. So tune in next week. I'll have a new podcast Saturday at noon, guys. Tune in, and remember to go on to Facebook, Soul and Throat, Everything's Better in Slow-Mo, with your host, Bailey BJK, aka Miss Slow Down Me. Tune in, guys. Thank you. Remember, always keep it chopped, never slopped, guys. Have a good one, and remember, slow it down.